Sefer Devarim is mamish the Musar Sefer of Moshe Rabbeinu. Pasuk after pasuk, where Moshe Rabbeinu leaves Bnei Yisrael, his people, with lessons of life. His parting words before he leaves this world is all of Sefer Devarim. And he begins Parshas Devarim giving Torchacha, giving Musar, about the Chatoim, the sins that Klal Yisrael did to the Ribbono Shalom. But he begins in a very beautiful manner. He just merely mentions the places where we did wrong. He mentions the locations, and Rashi there points out that this was done in a very bekavodic way, out of respect and sensitivity to Klal Yisrael. Because of his tremendous kavod for Klal Yisrael, he didn't want to rehash and mention and talk about the exact chatam, but just mention the places. And hamev and yavin, as they say, they'll understand that that is tochacha, that is rebuke, in the sweetest of ways, to never again sin in those ways. The problem is, and many mefarshim ask, if you read on in the parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu does mention all those sins. And he talks at length about the Ma'aseh Egel, and at length about the Meraglim. So what does it matter that he just started with a very sweet way of saying it, if he just goes into all the details later? The Heilige Tashi Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Lishevracha, in his Sefer Avodas Avoda, Pisgame Kodesh, he explains so beautifully. A lesson, an idea that is so important for every parent, for every Rebbe, and for every friend who's trying to be mechazik, a friend. Moshe Rabbeinu, we know, he did one major sin on his level. And he hit the rock, the chet of Mei Meriva, to bring out water. And all the Mepharshim grapple and talk about what exactly that sin was. And there's one Rashi that explains the sin being that of kas, of anger. The Moshe Rabbeinu was angry, and that's what brought him to hit the rock. He had kas. There's a medrash that focuses on the fact that he called Bnei Yisrael hamoirim. He called us bitter. He looked down upon us at that moment, and he wasn't treating us respectfully as a leader because of our wrongdoing. And perhaps, the Tashi Rebbe explains, Moshe Rabbeinu was trying at the end of his life to rectify those wrongdoings. And that is, as a leader and as any person trying to influence another, it's so important and crucial to talk with respect, to talk with sensitivities, to show respect and show sensitivities to another. And in fact, if that's not done, it's never going to be accepted anyways. The person, the listener, the person we are trying to help grow, we're trying to inspire, if they hear being spoken to in an insensitive way, in a derogatory way, immediately there's a wall that goes up and they don't want to listen to a word. So it needs to be. This is the only way. Devar mayotim en alev, nechnasim el alev. And when we talk to our children, we talk to our loved ones, that's to be in the most sensitive and sweetest of ways, where they understand it's all out of love, and it's all out of wanting that they should be better people. So Moshe Rabbeinu understood that, and he's trying to rectify all that right now. So when he's going to give us tochacha, rebuke, to help us grow from our past deeds, he begins in the sweetest of ways. He begins very lightly, just mentioning the places. And therefore he won't get angry over what was done wrong, as he speaks about it in a very soft fashion. And he speaks to us in a very bekavodic way. And once we hear that, our hearts are open. Once we hear and feel that love and feel the sensitivities, our hearts are open. And then later, once you open up in such a way, Moshe Rabbeinu understood, then he could go into the details. And then he's able, once the love is there and the sensitivities is there, he's able to go into every little detail and help us improve. And therefore even mention the sins later on, because it's already felt out of love. It's already felt out of respect. And so too is the way we have to speak to every child, every student, every friend, with love, with sensitivities, and realize if they feel that and it's open up, then we have the doors open to help them grow in the deepest of ways. We have to think this about ourselves also. Not be harsh on ourselves, not be tough on ourselves. In Tzadik Bar Shlo Yechta, we're mechazik ourselves. It should be out of love. It should be feeling good, but then getting to the details and helping us grow. And Bez Hashem is Baruch, we should be Zoicha. And he says that's what the Pasuk in Mishlei means as well. There's a Pasuk in Mishlei that the Medrash quotes at the beginning of this week's parasha. Mochiach Adam Achrei Chein Yimatzei. The way that the Tashi Rebbe explains, if mochiach adam achrei, if you only mochiach, you only give the rebuke achrei, later, meaning first you show sensitivities and care, later you give the rebuke, then chen yimatzeh, you'll find tremendous chen. The listener will listen and will grow from that situation in the deepest of ways. Let's bez Hashem Yisbarach b'zoicha that we learn how to talk to others in the sweetest of ways, that we learn how to talk to ourselves in the sweetest of ways, and then we'll b'zoicha to gula shleima. B'mheira b'meinu b'karav mamish ha'heilu y'shabbos kodesh. Shabbos 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 kodesh, Shabbos kodesh, Shabbos kodesh. Hail Shabbos kodesh, everyone. Special hakaras hatov to you, the nafshi mehil gatal medari Mirzov, for giving me as a matana this beautiful sefer from the Tashi Rebbe that the Torah came from. Shabbos.